This is Radio 4. It's very nearly 5 to 8, time for Saturday Night Theatre.
Right, same again, Dale.
I guess large.
Right, OK. Barman, can we have a large vodka and...
Sorry, I can't serve you.
What? You're full.
Come on, you're bad enough.
No, I want to serve us, Dale.
We'll get a drink.
Go on.
A servant in the shoe.
Oh, no, it's starting to rain now. I don't believe it. Bugger this. Look, no, I'm going, Dale. All right.
Frankie, wait.
Don't leave me, Frankie.
I've got bottle of vodka indoors, Frankie. No, don't. Oh, God.
I'll come with you, Dale.
Who are you?
Jerry. They call me Coke, remember?
What do you want?
Nothing. Just let me come home with you, doll.
Go away, little tosser.
Oh, please, doll, let me come with you.
Piss off.
I can't go home on my own either, doll. Not for a long time now.
What? What can't?
I just can't.
Well, what's wrong with you, young?
I miss him too, doll.
Who?
You know who.
Who, for Christ's sake?
Big Kenny, who else?
Say your mind, you little son. Go away.
Don't.
Go away, for bloody kill ya.
Body Language by Alan Berry, with Stephen Yardley as Kenny Hartley and Maggie McCarthy as Doll.
Somebody please tell me why I'm sitting here drinking tea at 5 in the morning when I don't start work till 8 o'clock. Have I got leprosy or something?
Do what?
Why are you eating your cornflakes over there?
It ain't cornflakes, it's oatmeal and banana, isn't it?
Terrific. You're a cert for the Queen's Telegram. Why are you standing over there?
Because I can't take the smoke, all right?
Oh, the smoke. I'll put it out at once. Sorry. Smoke bothers you, doesn't it?
Yeah. All pollution bothers me.
Oh, pollution. All pollution bothers you, eh? That includes noise pollution, does it?
Right, I'm scared of work. See ya.
You wake me up in the middle of the night with your bleeding racket in the bathroom, but you're not concerned with that pollution, are you? And move all that training gear out of the bathroom into the spare room, or I'll give it to the bloody jumble. Sod.
Oh, morning, Kenny.
Morning, Dave.
Oh, what's the mask for? Ending holding up building societies of your style, mate.
Pollution guard, Dave. You should be wearing one and all, mate.
Oh, sure. It'd go lovely with my co-op flak jacket, wouldn't it? Hey, hold the lift for me, will you, Kenny? I'll go down with you.
I won't be using it, Dave.
What? You mean you carry your beautiful bike down all those stairs, then?
Yeah. Good exercise, Dave. You should try it and all.
All right. There are bloody headbangers up here. Must be the altitude, does it?
Coming up to the Building Society. And a final spread out. Hold it. Not yet. There she is. Hands off the bars. Up straight. Back erect. Clenched fists. Rise above the head. Arms waving. Waving. You've done it, mate. You've done it for England.
Break any records this morning, can I?
Yeah, Georgie. Knocked another 2 seconds off, didn't I?
Oh, we'll get you into that yellow jersey yet, mate.
Sure, Georgie. Won't be long now, mate.
Bacon, eggs, pudding twice. Bacon, eggs, sausage, tomato twice.
Okay.
Joel, over here, Del.
Oh, excuse me, please. Excuse me. Oh,
Tar, mate. That's your tea under the saucer, Del.
Oh, Tar, Joe.
I hope it ain't cold.
No, it'll be fine.
Back, Del?
Tar. How'd you get on after last night?
I didn't. I left before the last dance.
Oh?
How'd you make out with that clarinet player? What's his name? Sid Sidiol, isn't it?
Well,
did you go home with him after?
No. Well, I couldn't find you. I went home on my own in a minicab, didn't I?
Truthfully?
Would I lie?
Well, to be honest, doll, you don't look as if you've been to bed at all, mate.
That's because I was kept awake most of the night by my bloody husband.
Oh, things looking up in that department, are they?
No, nothing like that. I'm talking about his exercise bike, for Christ's sake.
His what? Oh, that's priceless, doll.
Well, I'm glad you find it amusing.
What's the hold up, Kenny?
The new geezer ain't turned up yet, by the looks of it.
Come on, get Lux! Everyone in the cab, we'll go without it!
Here he comes, Stan.
Now shift over, lad.
Come on, Lee, get your finger out. Good, it's a bit small, isn't he?
No, he ain't, boss. The young man is vertically challenged.
Oh, sorry, Gov. Sorry.
Oh, I'm not a Gov, mate. That's him there, behind the wheel.
Come on. Get in the cab. We're wasting the old bloody day.
Oh, sorry.
Right then, here we go.
What's your name, kid?
Cole. Jerry Cole.
Any relation to Nat King?
Smile, though your heart keeps aching.
Nah, I'm not related to him.
Well, I'm Kenny Hartley, and the man behind the wheel is the boss, Stan Ferry.
Welcome aboard, son.
Oh.
That's Ginger Evans beside you.
Hiya, mate.
Hi.
And next to Ginger is Larry O'Gorman, known as Lugs.
Lugs?
Yeah, Lugs, because he's got bigger ear holes than Bonnie Prince Charlie. Watch this. Flap your ears for the nice man, Lugs.
Bet you couldn't do that, Nat King, could you?
No. Not Nat King, lads. It's too bloody obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all we can do with us. Jerry Cole.
Cole Miner.
How about Pithead?
Hello, Pithead, man.
I got it, sir. Cole, Kohler, Coke. How about that?
Brilliant, lads. We'll call you Coke from now on, okay, mate?
Yeah. Coke. Right.
Morning, girls!
Morning,
morning,
girls!
Anyone's lottery numbers come up on Saturday? And don't all shout together, girls!
Oh. I've got the bonus number, doll.
Oh, Madge, well done!
Oh, you did? Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Did
you?
You haven't forgotten me, have you?
Eh?
I'm gasping now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Elsie. I completely forgot. There you go, Elsie.
Oh, darling, love. Oh, that's magic. Dad, all you're an angel.
How are you feeling today, Hannah?
Oh, so, doll. Thank you, dear.
A little better, are we?
Yes. I
think so, dear.
That's good to hear, love. Now, I'll have to move your wheelchair for a moment. Okay, Hannah?
Oh, yes, of course, dear.
What's the matter with this?
A wheels is locked on.
Oh! No wonder I can move it. I'm a silly moo. What am I?
A silly moo.
Right, hear that back, will you stand? Where are those two bumps disappeared to, Kenny?
Oh, they're around somewhere, mate.
Yeah, around the corner of Birdland, you mean? You shouldn't always be carrying them like that, Kenny, lazy bastard.
They're all right, Stan. You're only young once, right, Coop?
Sorry.
How you doing there, kid?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. You look at him, if he's any more bloody knackered, he'd be dead.
That ain't steady there, not like that.
What?
Never lift a bin like that, kid. You'll do for your back. You'll bend your knees. Go down it. Like this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's all, mate. It's all.
Hey, Kenny, do you recognise those bums creeping out of the boozer over there?
Oh, yeah. The Wino twins, isn't it?
Hey, you're over there.
You're talking to me, sir?
Yes, sir. You, sir. And the other dosser with you. Can you all work up to Big Kenny? I'll see he gets your wages and all, okay?
Our wages wouldn't keep the big man and a week's supply of vegetarian carrot juice.
Hello, boy. How's life up here in the penthouse, darling?
Hello, Kenny boy. Penthouse is bleeding right, mate. Put me rent up, because I've got mushrooms growing on me walls now.
Do you need anything, boy?
Have you got 6 winning numbers for the lottery on Saturday?
You and the rest of us. Take care, boy.
You too, love. Say hello to Big Dog for me, will you?
Will do, boy.
Hold on tight, please.
Christ, I've been aching for an air with the dog all day.
Join the club, mate.
We're cleaning staff, Mrs. Spencer, I says.
Ms. Spencer.
Yeah, Ms. Spencer, she says, looking over half lenses real superior-like. We don't bathe the patients, I says. Client, she says.
She's terrific, isn't she?
Yeah, Anne says, Ms. Terrific, if this home is privatised, which it most probably will be in the near future, you'll do the jobs you're told to or you'll get your walking papers.
Oh, I love her. She's terrific.
Well, 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 if it isn't the Smirnoff sisters. Afternoon, ladies.
Afternoon, Governor.
Afternoon, girls.
Two vodka tonics. Do I guess right or do I guess right?
Right, every time, but be quick, Gov, before I crash out my tree.
Only 4 in the afternoon and she's crashing out of a tree. A terrible start, isn't it, dear?
Here you go,
Gov.
Oh,
it's hard,
John.
Cheers,
chocolate. Mm. Mm. Stand by all.
Give him 2 arms to cling to. Yeah, the dog can sing. I always said so, didn't I, Hen?
And you waste that talent serving behind the bar. Big dog should be out on the stage tonight singing with Sid All in his band. Oh,
yeah, tell her, Ted, this is the Cock Tavern, not the Pizza Express. Right, mate?
Do you mind if we sit down, Dom? His feet are killing.
Oh, yeah, sure, love.
Back, Dom.
Oh, Tala.
Are you and El Cid an item now? I just wonder, those bloody jazz musicians are not very reliable as partners, you know.
And my Oliver says.
Peggy says.
Peggy O'Neill?
Yeah.
She'd know, of course, wouldn't she? After all the years she spent shacked up with Charlie Parker.
Don't! You have to make crap like that. I'd proud as one.
You coming for a shower, Coke?
Yeah, in a minute.
Come on, mate. What's keeping you?
Ah, don't rush him, Jim. This is first time, innit, love?
Piss off, will you, lads?
I've
got muscles like that, mate.
Hey, you've been on the anabolic steroids, mate.
I'm done upset if you might get physical.
Now, what are you hesitating for, little boy?
Take your hands off me.
Not you, the water, eh?
Leave me alone, will you?
Hey, leave me alone, Kenny.
Now, look, water don't hurt, mate. Honestly, look, honestly, it's completely harmless.
Get your hands off me.
In you go, darling. Go on.
Stop it.
God, it don't all smell, that dirty little
shit. Let go of me.
Get alone, you become alive. Now, look, you turn the tap this way for hot, all right?
And then you turn the tack the opposite way to the coal. You see?
You can
turn the car off now, Kelly.
Oh, yeah,
sure, mate, sure.
There you go, Kenny.
You're okay now, kid, you're okay.
Yeah, of course he's okay.
Easy now, right. Easy, kid, you're okay now. Easy, easy.
It was just a joke. You know how we take the piss out of all the new gigs? It's nothing personal, mate, you know what I mean, Kenny?
Just go away, Kelly. All right.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure, Kenny, no problem, mate, yeah. No problem.
Nasty piece of work, eh?
What?
That Kelly geezer.
Yeah.
I don't know, you didn't put one on him, Kenny. I would have, picking on a puny kid like that.
Yeah, puny's right. He's got no muscle to defend himself, has he?
Got no muscle to do the bloody job either, mate.
What?
I'll have a word with Fitz, see if he'll give me an easy number in the yard.
No, no, don't do that, Stan. He'll just fire the poor little sod.
Nah, Fitz wouldn't do that.
No, I don't mean Fitz, I mean Thomas, he'll fire him. Fitz has no juice. Just leave it, Stan. The kid will be all right. He just needs...
A body transplant. Come on, Kenny, for Christ's sake. You can't carry everybody, mate.
Hey, kid!
Do you mean mate?
Yeah, you!
Hey, listen. Don't be put off by an arsehole like Fatso Kelly. They're a good bunch of blokes, Co.
Yeah, I know. Good blokes.
See you, Stan, mate!
See ya. Oh! Oh!
What's wrong, kid?
Oh, when I tried to wave just then, a pain shot right at me back.
Where exactly? Show me.
Across here. Oh!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it always hurts there. That's your trapezius muscle, isn't it? And I bet it hurts down here too. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's your latissimus dorsi muscles. Always plays up when you're new to this job. You'll have to get fit, kid.
How do you know all this stuff, Kenny?
Because I make it my business to know, don't I?
Yeah?
You see, kid... Your body is the most valuable asset you'll ever possess. Because you've only got one for life, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, stands to reason that you look after it good, and you can't do that if you don't understand how it works, can you?
No, you can't.
If you're really serious about building yourself up, I'll help you all I can.
Sorry, Kenny.
So what do you say, eh? Come training with me and the boys tonight, and we'll make a new man of you.
Oh, I don't know, Kenny.
What don't you know?
I mean... God, I don't know nothing about trainees.
There's nothing to it. Just meet us at 7 o'clock where I told you.
The Duke of what?
The Duke of St. Albans on the Highgate Road. I'll introduce you to all the boys and, well, just have a gentle jog across the fields, all right?
And my woman within the
Evening, darling. Had a good day, have we?
Hmm? You okay, mate?
Yeah, I'm okay. You okay?
How could anyone be okay in here with all this smoke and bloody grease?
Don't give a pain in the arse all your life, Kenny. I'm cooking me tea, okay? I've got work till after 1 in the morning, so I've got to eat tonight.
Work? Drink, you mean, don't you?
I work in a boozer, not a dairy, mate. I'm expected to have the occasional drink with the partners. It's part of the job, innit?
Occasional drink? When you come home here at night, you can't walk bloody straight, can you?
Oh, do us a favour, musclehead. Just jog off. Give us a break.
Hey, what the hell's going on here? What have you done with all my training gear?
I've moved it down the spare room. It's a bathroom, not a bloody gym.
And you've moved me at all, mate?
Oh, big deal, lover boy. So what's new? I thought you'd been keeping down there for the past 20 years.
Hey, Kenny.
What?
We've lost that new geezer. What's his name?
Coke.
Yeah, Coke.
Lost him? When?
I don't know, mate. I thought he was behind me all the time.
Oh. Coke?
Coke!
Coke!
What you doing?
Coke!
Oh, shut up. Shut up and leave me alone, will you?
Yeah.
I love that woman, I do, I do.
Pick somebody your own size, mate.
Yeah, too right.
Tell me something, Snack. You've known them all your life. Why did Darl and Kenny ever get married, eh?
Why does anybody ever get married, you silly sod?
Nah, Lance has got a point here, Stan. I mean, they've got nothing in common, have they?
You don't know nothing about it, sonny.
I wonder what Darl thinks about Big Kenny out training with young boys every night.
Nothing, mate. Isn't she out training with the young boys every night, too?
Yeah, go on there, mate.
Coke? Is that you, mate?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Kenny.
What?
Oh, I couldn't keep up. Bloody useless. I'm just like my dad, all over again. Oh, sorry, Kenny.
No, it's me. You should be saying sorry to you, kid.
What?
Well, I shouldn't have let you run tonight, should I? You're out of condition, know what I mean?
Yeah, I couldn't keep it.
Hey, hey, you've got to pack in those bloody fags, mate.
Yeah, I know. When I tried to catch you...
You lost your puff.
Right. Lost me puff.
And then you lost your bottle and got panicky, right?
How'd you know that?
Oh, don't worry, mate. I know the score.
Oh, my mum was always saying that.
What?
About knowing the score. She said my dad could never get a handle on his life because he never knew the score. Poor sod. He was a loser. Got pissed off losing and he topped himself in the end, didn't he? Shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid.
That's okay, mate. It's a long time ago now, and my mum said it was for the best.
You live with your mum?
Yeah, I did, yeah, but she died last January. That's no need to say sorry, mate, because that was for the best, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was a mess, my mum. Booze, booze, and more booze. But then she had the what's it to say my old man didn't know the score. Bloody marvellous, isn't it?
The 214 goes from here. That's a help, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll take me to the Pentonville Road.
So, what about this bike, eh?
Well, do you really mean it, Kenny?
Of course I mean it. We'll get it tomorrow after work, and you can pay me back a little every week, okay?
Yeah, okay. Great. Well, I don't know why you're doing it, Kenny, but it's great.
Well, I'm doing it because you're a mate, right?
A mate? Yeah, mate. Our mates help each other, don't they?
Well, that's what mates is for. And you can help me and all.
Yeah?
You can keep time for us while we're training for the marathon. You know, cycle alongside with a watch. I mean, you could do that, couldn't you?
Oh, God. I don't know, Kenny.
You'll be all right. There's nothing to it.
When, Kenny?
Well, tomorrow night. We'll run from Canary Wharf, all right?
God. Tomorrow night?
Hey, hey, here's your bus. And don't worry. You'll be all right.
Thanks for the help, Peggy. And you too, Joe.
Oh, no sweat, Joe.
Our pleasure, Ab. Where are we going now, Joe?
I don't know, mate. Ask Sid.
You ask him. He's your, what? Clarinet player?
Where are we going after, Sid?
That lady bad. Oh. Where'd you think?
Charmer, innit?
Well, Maltese down to the Greeks, okay, baby?
Oh, great.
Great balls of fire, you mean? Who's says all I need to get me back in my trolley, innit?
This is where you are, lover boy. Kenny, you're really going to sleep in here on your own, you know? Won't you miss my big, desirable body? Oh, God. Good night, Trotter.
Ponytail.
Hello, darlings. Fancy a pizza tonight?
Pizza what?
Fancy smacking the
mouth,
darling.
That'll learn ya.
You're still not bending your legs like I showed you, Coke.
I know. I can't bend nothing, Kenny. I'm aching all over, mate.
You'll be all right.
I'm not so sure.
Oh! Shoot himself into a bastard's broken back.
Once you pass the pain threshold, you'll be home and dry.
Hit
that button, lads.
Okay, Kenny.
Boy, don't forget, we're going to Leo's to buy a bike this afternoon.
Forget? I haven't thought of nothing else since yesterday, have I?
Here, I'll go.
missing.
Yeah, and I'm going to the moon for the Easter weekend.
No, seriously, though, I couldn't climb the bloody stairs just now.
You should have waited for me to come down, Elsie.
You weren't that bloody desperate for a wee, were you?
No. I was desperate to talk to someone about Hannah.
Yeah, I know, Elsie, I know.
You mustn't get all morose on us now. Hannah's only gone in for observation. She'll be back in a day or two, you'll see. Yeah, they took Nell Hancock in for observation too. We never saw her again, did we?
A butcher's at his new wheels.
Very tasty, Coach.
Hi, Tarnick.
Right, at Leo's.
Where else?
How many gears it got?
20. 20.
Well, that'll be useful for the Himalayan run.
Hey, here comes Bernie Boy in his Formula One banger.
Look at it. All aboard for Canary Wharf.
All right, Bernie. Hey, will you bike over here, Coach? I'll stick it on the roof rack.
Oh, okay, Kenny.
Time, please, Coke. 1:25, Kenny.
Oh, bloody rubbish, isn't it?
Don't worry. We'll up the pace heat session. So we're going to outpace the Mexican champs 5 minutes a mile.
Yeah, in the year 2001, you mean, Kenny.
Sid. No, Sid.
What?
Not like that.
Well, not like what? Oh, Christ, what's eating you recently?
Nothing.
Well, I can't talk to you no more.
I just don't want my bloody clothes ripped off me, okay? Can't you do it gently? Romantically?
With soft music and a candle, maybe?
Yeah, why not? I thought musicians were supposed to be romantic.
Well, I play the clarinet, darling, not the bloody harp.
Just when you buy it against the wall, Kenny.
In 1989, and in 1994, the figure was 8%.
I hear voices.
Many computer software.
That's just the radio, isn't it?
The radio?
Yeah, I'll leave it on so I don't have to come home to spooky silence, you know what I mean?
Oh. The first word processor. Hey, this is very nice. Very comfy, dumpy, eh?
You can have it, mate.
What? You mean you don't like it?
I can't stand the place.
Why? Oh, yeah, I see. Since your mum died, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many bad memories, eh?
Yeah, too many bad bloody smells and all. I can't get rid of it. It's everywhere. Even smell it on a pillows in bed at night.
I don't smell nothing bad.
It's her, innit?
Huh?
It's bloody mum. Oh, come on, Kenny. You must smell her. She's everywhere, for Christ's sake.
Don't take it easy, Co. You're winding yourself up for nothing.
I'm sorry, Kenny.
Look. Can you ask the council to... Oh, I don't know, what's the bloody word?
Rehouse.
Right, yeah, rehouse you. Can't you ask...
I already have, haven't I?
What did they say?
Oh, yeah, read it yourself.
I haven't got my specs with me. Just tell me what they say.
They say no can do at the moment. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, maybe never. Shit.
Oh, that was great, Sid. Oh, magic. Okay for you, Sid.
Oh, yeah. Great.
What's wrong? No, come back, Sid. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Close that bloody window, Sid. It's freezing in here. Christ, you're not going to start playing that. Why are you pissing me about like this? If you don't stop playing that thing now, I'm going. I mean it, Sid. Bastard.
Boy, oh boy, did I overestimate you, Sunshine. Just another bloody ignorant crude git. Your trouble is you've no idea how to treat a woman.
And your trouble is you spent too many years screwing around with dumbos and dickheads.
What?
And don't ever do that to me again, mate.
Do what?
Insult my intelligence.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Insult my intelligence, but all that, oh, ah, Sid, Sid, oh, oh, God.
You bastard.
Now, this is not a cat house, lady. What? You don't have to fake orgasm.
You bastard, the bastard, you fake. Bastard, you
no,
bastard.
Stop it, stop it, you mad bitch.
I'm not a whore.
Okay, okay, that's enough
I'm
now.
I'm not a whore, you creep. I'll kill you.
Stop it. I said stop it. Stop it.
Ow.
I told you to stop, doll. I told you.
You blinded me. You bastard Christ, I'm blinded.
Wakey, wakey. Come on, dog. You're out of bed, mate. It's bin day.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Jock. Nice day for it, innit? Right.
Well,
there,
Jock.
There,
pull that back.
The strike,
innit?
Right,
the usual.
Oh. I needed this. Would you listen to it, Jock? He ain't done nothing yet.
Well, drink up and enjoy it, James, because if that Belgian company, or what do you call them?
Beltec PLC.
Yeah, Beltec, right, yeah. If they win the privatisation contract, there'll be no more morning drinks, and that's for sure.
Come on, for Christ's sake! Not spend old bloody day boozing, are you? There's some sacks out there in the yard. Some of you bring
him
out.
Oh, get him, Kenny.
Blimey. Kenny showing temperament? I don't believe it.
It's dark here, I'm afraid, Jockey.
What?
You shouldn't have mentioned the dreaded P word in Big Kenny's hearing.
P what?
Privatisation, Jockey. Oh. Like a red flag to a bull with our Kenny in it, Stan.
Yeah. Come on, boys. Drink up before Kenny goes on strike.
Yeah. Here I go.
I don't... I knew I'd never see Hannah again.
Of course you can see her again, Elsie. You can visit the hospice, can't you?
No, I'm not going there.
Ah, they say those hospices are very caring places, Elsie.
Yeah, maybe they are and all, but it's a bit late for caring, isn't it?
Kids I can hear.
Yeah, Dottie Palmer's grandchildren in for a birthday tea today. You've no kids of your own, have you, Dottie?
No, thanks very much.
I felt the same when I was younger. Now I wish I had kids.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It'd be nice to have someone who cared about you. And...
Oh, come on, Els. You're just depressed because you miss Hannah.
Yeah, I suppose so. But if I had kids, they'd visit me, maybe.
Maybe is right. How many of them have their kids visiting them?
You should have kids before it's too late, doll.
Do us a bloody favour.
Doll.
No, I'm sorry, Elsie.
Oh, what's troubling you, lad?
Bloody kids.
They're not bothering us up here, doll, and they'll be gone soon.
No, not them.
Well, what then?
Oh, God, I have kids no more, Elsie.
Why can't you? You mean the change of life?
Oh,
you're too bloody young for that, aren't you? It can't be.
No, it can, and it is, Elsie. I'm not a proper woman no more.
Of course you are. People don't think like that nowadays.
Yeah, well, I don't care about bloody people. It's what I bloody think, isn't it?
One 36:22, boys. 1:36:22. No more morning drinks after your privatise.
Out. Run it out.
Privatisation. Belgium.
Out. Run it out. Out. Run it out.
Belgium.
Belgium. Out. Run it out.
Speak French.
Out, run it out.
Speak Spanish.
Speak French. Out, run it out.
Privatization.
Out, run it out. It's out.
2:11:17.
Thank you, Coke.
all 60 stuff tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. You weren't born then, was you, Eddie?
Do you mind? I was born in 1962, weren't I?
Oh, blimey. Over the bloody hump, didn't you?
I thought the 60s theme evening might be a good laugh, but now I'm not so sure. Bloody music is going to make me cry in a minute.
Yeah, know what you mean, Peg. Where's all that time gone?
God, when I look back at all the young geezers I turned down because I didn't think they were good enough for me, Jesus wept.
Yeah, could do with a cup of them tonight, couldn't we?
Bloody right we could. Dole's doing okay anyway.
You've got a great voice, Dole. You're a pro. What do you do for Christ?
I work with old people. I'm a sort of counsellor. You know, I sort out their problems and that.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting.
And yourself?
I'm a company director, like.
Oh, yeah. Doing in this slum.
What'd she say?
Go back to sleep, Eddie. It's the middle of the night.
Yeah. You're all woman, Sharon. All woman.
Yeah. Sure, Harry. More shit like the rest of them. And cops never find the bastards when you need them.
Hello, darling. Working this morning, are we?
I'm not a whore, you scumbag!
I'm all right.
Bloody whore.
Getting ready for work. What do you think?
Work?
Yeah. It's morning, isn't it?
What?
God, your hours are really improving, mate.
So bloody what?
So bloody nothing.
Right, so bloody nothing. Nothing, the story of my sodding life. Could you answer me a simple question?
Hey, what's with the sunglasses?
Never mind them. Just answer me a simple question.
What?
What's all this health and fitness crap about, anyway?
I'll tell you when you're sober.
Who's it all for?
Who?
Yes, who? Who are you saving yourself for? Well, the Virgin Mary, is it?
Pissed out of a tree. Morning, Georgie.
Morning, Kenny. Got yourself a sponsor for the marathon yet, mate?
Oh, yeah, Georgie. The Charlie Morton Sports Chain will be writing a nice little cheque for St. Bolt's.
Oh, lovely.
Hey, what's this clip to my card, Georgie?
Love letter from the town hall, isn't it?
You what?
Well, everyone's got one, mate.
Yeah, well, what's it all about, eh?
Well, open a bugger and read it, can't you?
Left my bloody specs indoors, didn't I?
It's about a privatisation, what do you think? Here, give it up to me and I'll read it for you. Kenny? Kenny?
Oh, God. Oh, sorry.
Hey, slow down there, Cope.
I thought you'd be gone. I set through the bloody alarm.
We'll be lucky if we get out of here at all today, Coke.
What's the hold up?
There's a board meeting going on in the cab, mate.
There's nothing to sweat about, Kenny. The management's letter only confirms what we already know, doesn't it?
And what do we already know?
That the councillor put all the services they provide, including ours, out to tender.
Tender? Tender? There they go again. Changing everything, even the bleeding words. Tender used to mean soft, right?
Yeah, right, but here it means...
Show me. Which word is tender?
This one, look, see. Tender. It just means we, the workforce, compete with private companies for the contract for refuse collection and street cleaning in the borough, all right?
How can it be all right? Compete with foreigners for our own jobs to clean our own manor?
Easy, Ken, easy, mate.
The bloody hell, Stan. I don't understand nothing no more.
Hey, Kenny, do us a favour, mate. Slow down, for Christ's sake. Can't keep this pace up.
Faster.
Belgians speak French.
Flemish.
Out, run it out.
Tender, French. Frog.
Out, run it out.
T-E-N-D-E-R, tender.
T-O-S-S-E-R. Tosser.
Out, run it out.
Who are you saving yourself for? The Virgin Mary.
Out, run it out.
Bonjour, Kenny.
One hour, 10 minutes. That's brilliant, Kenny. Oh, good as the Mexicans, eh?
Nah, it ain't. You're joking, ain't you? The Mexicans keep us up for 26 miles. We've gone less than 10 and we're all knackered.
You speak for yourself, mate.
Anyway, doll, every cloud has a silver lining, they say, don't they?
What silver lining?
Well, the change of life means you don't have to worry no more about sleeping around, do you?
I don't want to sleep around. I never believed in it. Makes me feel like... Oh, that bastard had my number the other morning.
Oh, you mean that curb crawler?
Yeah, working this morning, darling. Shit.
Don't let that get you, love. Those sods would proposition Mother Teresa, for Christ's sake.
You should only sleep with people you love, Joe. That's what I've always believed.
Sort of narrows the field down a bit, doesn't it?
No, we were in the Blue Garden Club the other night. They played that old Beatles number yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so...
The truth suddenly hit me like a punch in the gut.
What truth?
That all my life was yesterday. Later, when I was lying on my back in that young geezer's bed, smoking and listening to him snoring beside me, I couldn't help thinking about the past, Joe. How things used to be. Might have been.
Between you and Big Kenny, you mean?
Yeah.
At least you had it good once, Dom. That's more than me and Peggy O'Neill can say.
Good? It was brilliant, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it was.
Come back. Don't stop. You're too quick, Kenny.
What?
I need more time, Kenny. Kenny, I need more time.
Hey, get off. A man's on top and a woman's underneath. That's how it's done, isn't it? Hey?
It was magic. Magic. Can't live without love, Joe.
To know what that means, though. As far as I'm concerned, love's what happens in the movies.
Maybe if we'd had kids. We kept putting it off.
You ain't missed out on nothing, Dole, believe me.
It's my fault.
What?
That we had no kids. I kept putting it off. Big Kenny loves kids, but I was always making excuses, wasn't I? Now it's too late.
Oh, don't upset yourself, love.
I'm upset for Kenny, not me. I mean, it's so bloody sad, isn't it?
What?
The way he goes off jogging every night with all those kids. I know what's going on, Joe.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're all the sons Kenny never had. Never will have now.
Hello, girls.
Hello there, Peggy O'Neill.
Hello, Peg.
God, I hate late shifts. Anyway, what are you girls having?
For example, what laws govern cyberspace?
Yes.
Oh, and who police
God. Are the information supervisor? Well, already in the United States, the FBI has
vehicles and newspaper departments just in
the
same.
Bloody crap, it's driving nuts! I'll switch the radio off, all right?
All right, sure, mate. I've got you some grapefruit juice, because I know you won't drink tea, Kenny.
Oh, tell me.
There you go, Kenny.
Oh, tell. That's just what the doctor ordered.
You're not into that stuff, then?
Hmm?
Well, you know, that high-tech stuff he was drawing on the radio.
No, driving nuts, all that new shit coming in every direction. It's coming at you. God, it's no wonder I keep getting these bloody headaches recently.
I didn't know you got headaches, Kenny.
Well, I didn't used to. Oh, that is better.
What do you think of Mrs. Dyer, Kenny?
Who?
My neighbour, Mrs. Dyer, woman who come in the lift with us.
What, you mean a pregnant woman? Well, she was okay, I suppose.
She thought you was okay and all.
Hey, leave off with your kid. I'm a married man.
Well, she's a married woman with 5 kids and another on the way, but that don't make no difference to Connie Dyer. Jim, the caretaker, says she's horny of an old nit.
Hey, I don't want to hear no more of that dirty talk, all right?
Oh, I wasn't, Kenny, honestly. I'm like, just telling you how she's like, you know? I mean, like, she even asked me one day if I'd like to feel her belly. Straight up, Kenny, I'm not telling you a word of a lie.
Yeah, well... It gets them like that sometimes when they expect you, know what I mean?
Does it?
Yeah. They get sort of, well, funny, you know.
Well, did it happen to your wife, Kenny? Or did she, like, you know, like, get sort of funny?
Oh, no. My wife was never pregnant, was she?
Huh? Well, you have no kids, Kenny.
No, I ain't got no kids, so what?
Well, so nothing. Kenny, I was just, like, asking a question, like,
well, Well, I ain't got no kids because I never wanted kids, all right?
See? H-E-V. Hmm. What's this one, love?
B?
No, it's D, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, D.
Yeah, look. B, it's got 2 boobs, right? Yeah. And D's only got 1, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never wanted them, right? Okay, Kenny, okay.
Well, you see, most blokes never really want kids, and most women do. Kids tie a bloke down and... That's the way women like blokes to be, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, if you love a woman, Kenny...
Love? What are you talking about now?
Well, I mean, like, you must have loved your wife, or you wouldn't have married her, would you?
I don't know nothing about all this stuff. It was, you know, different then. All my mates got married, know what I mean? And then Stan Ferry got married to Liz Cox. I married her mate, Dol Henry. It's the way it was with us, know what I mean?
Yeah, but why, Kenny?
Why what?
Well, why'd you marry her?
I just told you, didn't I? Because I knew her. She was one of the gang, all right? Oh, I don't want to hear no more about it. Oh, my bloody head, my head!
Well, can I get you something?
No. I'll just sit quiet with my eyes closed for a sec. Oh, my bloody head.
Elsie Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Doing anything on a lovely spring day like this?
Oh, hello, Dol.
Feeling poorly, are we?
Well, let's just say that I won't be asking you for a fag today.
You'll have to be up in time for the Easter trip to Bournemouth, Elsie.
No, I won't be going this year, Dol.
Rubbish. Of course you'll be going.
Even if I wasn't feeling poorly, I haven't got the heart for it no more. Without Hannah there. They don't see no point.
Of course there's a point, you silly moo. I'll be going. So will Joe, won't we?
Morning, Georgie.
Ah, it's a local hero himself.
Local what?
A local hero. That's what it says here, mate. Have you seen the local journal yet?
Not yet, mate.
Oh, yellow bushes at that. Not the sport, front page, mine, picture and all.
Whoa. Hey, the picture's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. Suppose we better get your autograph while you're still talking to us.
Get off.
It's got
picture, isn't it?
Yeah, Dunkenny proud they have.
His bike and all.
Oh, he wouldn't have a picture without his beautiful bike.
Don't ever mention a word to me about it. Some mate, eh?
That's because she didn't know herself, Joe.
Aye, when I showed her the journal, she went as pale as a sheet and shut outside.
You mean Dole's actually here now?
Yeah, she stood out in the loo, ain't she? Probably in deep shock.
Good evening, Peggy O'Neill. A cash customer at last.
Bastard. Showing me up like that. Is that really Big Dole's husband?
Have you never seen him, Peggy?
No, you're adding me on. That can't be Dole's husband. He's a young man.
He's a good-looking boy, isn't he, Peg?
Oh, bloody beautiful. Ronnie Schwarzenegger, eat your heart out.
Cool it, Peg. He's spoken for.
No, he's not. Joe said they live separate lives, didn't you, Joe?
Yeah, but, well, they're still an item.
Jesus. Dole can't feel very secure, can she? Married to an handsome monk like that, who looks young enough to be her bloody son.
I feel secure, thanks very much. How do you feel, you two-faced cow?
Dole.
Hey, Carl, you're supposed to be working tonight. Oh, well, we've no trade anyway. You can have the night off.
Oh, shit.
I'll go after her, Jock.
No, I wouldn't advise that.
Jockey's right, Joe. Leave her be.
Oi, Schwarzenegger. Are you at home for autographs? Oh, you're in here, are you?
Huh?
Kenny!
What?
You're asleep already? It's only 10.
Yeah. I know, but I've just started every training, haven't I?
For the London Marathon.
How do you know that?
Because it's on the front page of the bleeding journal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, saw that, eh?
How could I miss it, for Christ's sake, with your ugly mug grinning at me from every paper in the area?
It's a good picture, isn't it?
Oh, yes, a bleeding work of art, mate. Why didn't you tell me, you sod?
Tell you? Why would I do that?
So I wouldn't have to be told by other people what my husband is doing with his life.
Oh, go to bed, Dole, will you? You've had too much to drink again.
Kenny, you're not the bloody lodger here. You're my husband. You don't tell me nothing. It's not right, Kenny. You in here and me down there. We should be sleeping in the same bed.
Big Kenny!
Hello there, Vi.
Not talking to us now that you're famous, eh?
See his picture, Vi.
Seen it? I've had it out on my bedside table, haven't I?
Oh, stop that, you naughty girl!
I would be if I was 40 years younger.
A fancy slice, yeah,
Vi. Oh, mate. Hey, Kenny!
Well?
Don't forget to give us a wave on the day, mate. We'll all be watching out for you on the big screen down the Bricklayers.
Yeah, well, you better wear your strong lenses, Vi. There'll be 26,000 other geezers out there with me.
Dole? Wait for me, will you?
I'm in a hurry.
Oh, don't get the ant with me, Dole. I mean, I never said nothing behind your back. It was Peggy O'Neill, wasn't it?
I ain't got the ant with you, Joe.
Well, why didn't you wait for me then?
Because I'm in a hurry to get home today.
Oh, you're not having a quickie at Jock's?
Nah, I'm going there no more.
What?
Packed in the booze, ain't I?
Come again?
And the facts and all, mate.
Bloody hell.
How are they?
What do you think you're doing?
What does it look like?
Bloody hell.
I'm getting into shape, and I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind what you do, as long as you don't screw up my exercise bike, right?
Oh, looking at the boots and the fags, Kenny.
Oh, don't kid yourself, mate. That won't last.
Well, thanks a lot for the support, bastard.
All right, Kenny?
What?
You don't look your old cheerful self at all today, mate. Anything wrong?
No.
Any posts you always look at for you?
No, not today, mate. Tara's same stamp.
Hi there, ladies. Here we go. 2 and 4, 24. 2 pregnant women, 66. 3 and 2.
It's bad, isn't it?
Both lungs.
a bloody disaster. Poor old Elsie. I gave her the bloody fags, didn't I?
Oh, lay off, doll. Elsie never got cancer from the odd fag you gave her. She was smoking before you were born, love.
First Hannah, now Elsie. Two nicest old girls in the place.
Yeah. It's like that Yankee saying, isn't it?
What?
The good guys come in last.
Yeah. That says it all, doesn't it?
Time check at the tower, please, Coat.
Right, Kenny.
It's the 21-mile marker in it, Kenny.
What?
The tower. On the side, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Wait for it. 142.
Not bad on the day. The big players sprint it out to the finish from here, right, Kenny? Right, Nick.
This is where the men are separated from the boys.
Yeah. On the big day, this is where the real race starts.
Okay,
oh, yeah. Sure, Coat. Sure.
What the hell, Kenny? Can you pull your tail, mate?
Well, whatever it is you're taking, Kenny, mate, can I have some of it?
It's you.
Oh, bloody marvellous welcome. Those wonders from Montego.
Oh, how's your farm, Sid?
Well, Joe told me you'll probably be driving along here. What's it all about, doll?
Health and fitness. What do you think?
Come on, Ben. We'll drive up the Argyle and have a jar in the gate.
Oh, no. Oh, getting out the booze, haven't I?
Oh, sure. I've taken up bungee jumping.
Now, straight up, Sid. Giving up the fags and all.
Ah, what about your sex life, baby? Giving that up too?
Nah, I never had it so good. Gone back to me old man, haven't I?
You what?
Sexual athlete, he is my Kenny. That's why I have to get fit. Try Peggy O'Neill. She's always available for a couple of G&Ts.
For Christ's sake.
Have you finished in the shower yet?
Kenny, close your eyes till I tell you.
Do what?
Go on.
All right.
Okay. Open now.
Christ.
Do you like it? Look, you just pull this ribbon, it falls open. See? That's your nightdress. What they call diaphanous. See through to you and me. Well, what do you think, Kenny? You must think something, for Christ's sake.
Of course I think something.
Well?
I think you look like a tart dressed like that.
What? No, just hold it a minute.
Look, will you move away from the door, please? I want to get out.
No, just hold it a minute.
What?
Just come back and sit down for a minute. I want to talk to you.
Talk to me? It's nearly 11 o'clock, though. I've got to be up at 5.
I know, but you can sit down for 10 bloody minutes, can't you?
What is wrong with you, doll?
I just want to talk.
Well, go on then, talk.
Sit down at the table, Kenny, will you?
Right, I'm sitting, right?
Just to sit on the edge of the bloody chair like that?
Is that okay? Well, go on then.
We've got to talk to each other, Kenny.
About what?
You know.
What?
Us.
Are you all right?
Stop it, Kenny.
What?
We're supposed to be married, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's be married, Kenny. You know what I mean? Let's be bloody married.
No, I don't know what you mean, and I don't think you know what you mean either.
I do.
Well, all right, tell me then.
I want a proper husband. Not a bloody stranger who just happens to kip under the same roof and uses a shower twice a day.
I have to go to bed, all right?
No, it's not all right. No, it's not. Sit down. Sit down.
Wait.
I want a kiss, Kenny. I just want you to love me. Don't look at me, I'm a mess.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Don't listen, Kenny, you'll be
drunk. Shut up!
You bastard. I was talking to you, you bastard.
Vous voulez travailler pour Beltec maintenant?
What's he saying, Stan?
Shh! Vous voulez travailler pour Beltec maintenant? C'est vrai?
What's all that?
Shh. The other geezer translates.
You want to work for Beltec now? Is that correct?
Say oui, monsieur.
Oui, monsieur. Complete the fish, s'il vous plaît.
Please complete this form.
Oh,
Stan.
No.
Tell me
no.
what to do.
Qui est-il?
Who are
Stan Ferry, I'm Big Kenny's mate.
Yeah, me and Stan have been mates since we was kids.
No.
That's all right.
You'll have to leave. We're not interviewing you.
No,
he's with me.
Sorry, Kenny. I did my best, mate. You're on your own now.
No, Stan.
No.
I can't.
No.
Stan. Help me.
Shh. You're all right now, love. Oh, dear. You're all right now, Kenny. Toast with you.
What happened?
Just had a bad dream, that's all.
A bad dream, yeah. A bad dream.
You're safe now, love.
The time! That's the bleeding time, that's what you're here for, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Kenny. Sorry. 46:15. Did you get that, Kenny? 46:15.
Hey, look! There he goes! Big guy, Marcio Hartley! Disappeared into the Mexican sunset! Bloody marvelous!
Oh, Jesus, Kenny. Can't keep that pace up for 26 miles, mate.
Who says I can't?
Look, it's just bloody stupid running, right?
Stupid? Are you calling me stupid?
It's not. Who am I?
I'm not stupid. Do you know what I'm saying to you? I am not stupid.
You want some more water?
You're bloody stupid because you can't stand the pace, can you? If you're not up to it, don't bloody go home.
Well, thank you very much, old man.
Come on, Coke.
Go on, doggy, wag your tail. Your master's whistling.
Come in, Kenny. Come in.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. We're so glad to have you. Would you believe it? Lover boy's locked his bedroom door. afraid of being interfered with, are you, darling? Eh? If I was the only girl in the world, and you was the only boy, be the end of the bloody human race, wouldn't it, Totter?
Oh, God, look at the time.
Morning, darling.
Hey?
Why don't you sit down? I'm not smoking.
I'm late.
Great time in the cup last night. Drinking with Stan and the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Never seen Stan Ferry laugh so much. The big joke was that Ken Hartley and a pimply-faced youth they call Coke are an item now. Do you even know what an item means? Don't you even care that your so-called mates will take the piss out of you behind your back?
I'll get to you, mate. Don't you worry about that.
How's the headache now, Kenny?
The what?
The head.
The head? Don't you try and take the piss out of me, mate.
Jeez.
It's a big joke in there.
After all these years of sitting behind big books in the conservatory every afternoon, they'd suddenly twig that old Nell Crosley can't read.
And that's funny.
Nah. I suppose it's cruel, really, isn't it? Anyway, Madge Wilkins wrote a load of gibberish on a piece of notepaper and pretended it was a letter from her daughter, Sophie, and she handed it to old Nell, saying, "Would you have a look at this from my Sophie?" Isn't it awful, the things that happen to some poor women? And Nell took it from her and said, "Oh, yeah, terrible. Terrible, that poor wee lassie."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, though. I know it's cruel.
Yeah, it is.
Don't seem the same without the boys, does it, Kenny? I didn't think they'd take the hump like that. Did you? Is your headache any better, Kenny? God, this pace is a bit wild, isn't it? God. You want a time check, Kenny? 1:28. If you're interested.
Right.
Very much, old man.
Oh. Our old man, Statsman, he went to Statsman's hat. He's a American champion. What do you think of that? He's a brat!
Oh. Oh.
If I was the only girl in the world, and you was the only boy, be the end of the bloody human race, wouldn't it, Totter?
And as we approach the new millennium, the question that will have to be answered is, who will police cyberspace? Internet. Superhighway.
Tender. T-E-N-D-E-R.
Privatization.
Market forces.
The old solutions to unemployment no longer apply. The unskilled manual jobs are all gone forever.
Oh.
Only the educated, those who understand and have access to the new information technology, will survive.
Oh.
The rest will go to the war.
How much of us? Innumerate. Uneducated.
God, Kenny. I told you the pace was wild. Kenny? Oh, God, Kenny, are you all right? Kenny? Say something, Kenny.
Just leave me, kid. Leave me. I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Now, free pies, Sil. Nearly three pies of eight.
Turtle, wump yourself lunch.
She's had enough span. How many are
here? Half span? Don't you believe it, Jockey Boy? I'm going up the Greeks after this.
I don't believe it.
Hey, John, tell Jockey we're going up after.
Great, isn't it?
Oh, well.
Kenny? You okay, Kenny?
What?
Is your headache any better?
What time is it, Coke?
It's nearly 12 o'clock.
Christ! Hey, why didn't you wake me?
I didn't like to, Kenny, you know, like with your head hurting and that.
Oh, yeah.
You could stay the night, like, there's plenty of
room. No, I'd like to, kid, but... Ooh. I think I'd better get home.
come on, darling. Let's go, mate.
Oh, nah, you go, El Cid. El Cid.
Look, come on.
No, I'm staying with me old mate Joe.
Right. Let's drink to old mate's pa.
Old mate's pa.
And what's and it?
Don't tell her. This is just destructive drinking.
Piss off, Sid. The only thing destructive around here is you, mate. Bloody right, Joey. He's a sadist.
Oh, Tommy, I don't need this. No. I don't need this.
Bye-bye, Elsie.
What should I do, Joe?
Do? You could buy another bottle of this turpentine or whatever it is. What time is it?
Nearly 4:30.
Morning or night?
Fucking divine. What should I do, though?
About what?
Bloody Ted. My ex. He wants to come back, doesn't he?
Take him back.
What? That's not what you said before.
Take him back. And then put the boot in. And make his life bleed now.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Stan Ferry, I says.
You're pissed again, doll. You've just come home, ain't you?
Ashamed of yourself, I says, and my husband thinks you're his
back
best
off,
mate.
Back off, for Christ's
sake. Yeah, the old bloody pub laughing, telling jokes at your expense, and
look, just
I
shut up,
bloody laugh.
And don't badmouth Stan Ferry in front of me, all right?
You think that's funny, Stan, saying cruel things like that behind my husband's back?
Hey, what cruel things?
He took you off getting into a terrible state over privatisation because you couldn't read and you were shit scared about all the new forms that had to be filled out and how the new governors would find you out and not employ you no more. Stan Ferry had the old boozer roaring with laughter, the bastard, imitating you putting on your specs, holding the paper upside down like this. That's right, love. You sit down and think about it. Why should you be first in every morning, get everything ready for Stan Ferry, just because you can't read? And only he knows that, and that's why he has you over a barrel, innit? You do all the work, and he gets all the credit, right?
Here, Kenny. Have another juice.
Fire, Stan!
honestly tell you that all the years I've been sat here...
Yeah, I know, but I
heard he... Oh, here he comes, his master's voice. He'll solve the mystery, won't you, Coke?
Oh, sorry, I'm late, Stan.
Did you see Big Kenny last night, Coke?
Yeah, we was out training. What's up, Stan?
Look.
Kenny's car didn't puncture.
That's what's up.
God! First time he's been late in 30-odd years, right, Jordan?
Right, mate. I never a day sick, neither.
Right, so I killed the bloody man! Do you want to die, mate? Come on, Kenny!
Stand very at your mate. He's a two-faced son of a bitch.
Shut up! Shut up!
The old boozer laughing at you. Just because you can't read. Only Stan Ferry knew that, didn't he? And he had you over a bloody barrel.
Stan! Stan! Kenny's here, Stan! Kenny!
Hey, you're out of the Guinness Book of Records, mate! Have a moment to your final!
It's still win bronze, Kenny!
Hey, Kenny, you have me worried, Kenny. You really had, you know.
Come on, Kenny, you lose the bloody bronze if you don't call it, mate!
Don't listen to them, Kenny. They're just bloody headbangers. They're all jealous because you know the score and they don't. You okay, Kenny? Kenny, what are you doing with your bike, Kenny? Put it down, please, Kenny.
What the hell's he doing with his bloody bike?
Weight lifting, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it. Look, up, up.
Over the head.
Straighten the arms.
Home and drain.
The jump.
Jeez. Don't throw it into the bloody skip.
No, never. Please, that bike cost him an arm and a leg.
Don't throw it in there. Please, Kenny. Kenny! Kenny!
Hey, what's going on, Kenny?
You haven't clocked on yet, mate.
He looks a bit bloody sick to me.
Give me on, Ken. No need to push me.
It's the rough stuff about, mate.
Kenny? Kenny? Hey, Kenny, easy, mate. No need to...
Kenny? Why are you hitting, Kenny? God, stand your best mate, innit?
Christ almighty.
Are you okay, son?
That's you, Kenny. Lift him up. Lean him against the wagon.
When I get some water, Kenny.
Bloody hell, no! He's strangling him! No, no!
No, Kenny, get off, Kenny!
Oh, my God. I don't believe any of this.
No. Oh, it can't be.
Kenny!
Kenny, wait! Wait, Kenny! 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 Wait for me! Kenny! Kenny! It's me, Coke! Talk to me, Kenny, will you? You're catching a tube somewhere. Hey, we've got no tickets. Where are we going, Kenny? Kenny, what's going on, mate? If you just talk to me, Kenny, you tell me, you know, what it is that's bugging you. You know what I mean? Is it your head again, Kenny? Please, Kenny, I don't know what's happening. I'm in the dark, you know what I mean? I feel like I used to feel before I met you and, like, you sorted me out and I feel like my dad must have felt, you know? All mixed up in his head. Can you just tell me where we're going? We didn't buy no tickets, Kenny. Kenny, come back! Come back!
Are you all right, son?
What?
Were you with him?
Yeah. Yeah, I was with him. He was my mate, wasn't he? My best mate.
This young man was with him, officer.
You all right, sir? Did you know the deceased?
What?
They were mates.
What happened? Did he fall?
No, he jumped, didn't he? I already told you, officer.
Do you know why he did it, sir?
No, I don't know why he did it!
You shouldn't ask him questions now. Can't you see? He's in shock.
It's all right now, sir. You don't have to say any more.
I mean, I don't make no sense, does it? Kenny ain't my dad, is he? You know what I mean? Big Kenny knows the score, doesn't he? I mean, how can he kill himself if he knows the bloody score?
Body Language by Alan Berry. Kenny Hartley was played by Stephen Yardley, and Doll by Maggie McCarthy. Coke was played by Ian Target, Stan Ferry by Danny Schiller, Sid Hall by John Turner, Joe by Linda Regan, and Georgie and Jock by Jeffrey Whitehead. Ginge and Eddie were played by Joshua Taub, Lugs by Ross Livingston, Elsie by Zulema Dean, and Peggy O'Neill by Sandra James Young. Other parts were played by Russell Floyd, Paul Jenkins, David Timpson, and Patience Tomlinson. The clarinetist was Emma Fowler. Body Language was directed by David Blount.